So here you have your screenshot of page 12 for the child adolescent reassessment clinical formulation. As with the full assessment, if you reference your DSM-5, you will see that the symptoms and behaviors documented continue to support the criteria for required oppositional defiant disorder. Remember that it was documented earlier on that the client no longer experiences depressive symptoms. As a result, the unspecified depressive disorder is no longer identified as a secondary diagnosis. Again, all prompts italicized should be used as a guide.